Beginning today, consumers in 13 western states can get a copy of their credit report for free. The major credit reporting agencies have set up a centralized system to facilitate requests. Free credit reports for consumers in the rest of the country will be phased in over the next 9 months. But NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports the new law has some potential pitfalls.
Anytime you apply for a credit card, a car loan, a home mortgage, or if you're seeking employment or insurance, your credit report will probably be examined. It contains information about how quickly you pay your bills and what credit balances you have. It notes whether you've been sued, arrested, or have filed for bankruptcy. What's in that file may determine if you get the loan or the job. Norma Garcia of Consumers Union says, until now, consumers could get free reports only in limited circumstances, or if they lived in one of the 7 states that require them.
But now, under the new federal law, you'll be able to obtain a credit report just for the asking. It's free, and it's critical information that every consumer should have.
But she cautions that one very important piece of credit information isn't free. Consumers will have to pay several dollars if they want their credit score.
It's the cheat sheet, you know, as to who you are as a borrower. And generally, creditors will look at your credit score first, and then they may look at particular information that is contained in your credit report. So your credit score is an essential piece of information to have.
The 3 nationwide credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, have worked with the Federal Trade Commission to set up one central website, toll-free phone number, and mailing address for consumers to access their free reports. www.annualcreditreport.com is the only site sanctioned by the FTC and the only one that guarantees you can get a free report under this law. If consumers contact the credit reporting agencies directly, they may get charged. And even if consumers go through the authorized site, credit reporting agencies may try to sell them credit-related services. The practice of trying to get consumers to buy something they didn't intend to buy is troubling to consumer advocates. But Joel Winston, a senior official at the FTC, says it's legal.
The credit bureaus are allowed to promote the sale of other products, such as credit scores or credit monitoring services. But they must do so in a way that's truthful, and they can't do so in a way that would interfere with or hinder consumers from getting their free report.
Under the law, consumers are entitled to one report from each company every 12 months. You can get them all at once or spread them out. The new law was prompted in part by the growing concern about identity theft. Donald Gerard of Experian warns consumers that unless they are careful, they could end up victims of the very thing the law was trying to address.
Criminals have decided that in some cases it's easier to steal money with a mouse than with a gun.
He warns consumers against responding to unsolicited email messages offering to provide free credit reports if individuals will just provide passwords or personal financial information.
These are usually scammers and fraudsters who are trying to get the information from you that's required to steal your identity.
He worries that some clever criminals will try to mimic the official free credit reporting site and email it to unsuspecting consumers. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
Details on getting a free credit report are at npr.org.